U.S. Ambassador Aubrey Hooks says it is time for all parties involved in Ivory Coast to get to work. The U.N. Security Council gave Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo an extra year in power, and transitional Prime Minister Charles Konambani was appointed in December to ensure political reforms, disarmament, and elections take place before October 2006. But there have been violent demonstrations in support of the president and against a recommendation by an international working group to dissolve Ivory Coast's reform-blocking parliament, sanctions against two protest leaders and one rebel commander, and little else. There has also been a war of words between Mr. Bani and the head of the armed forces, Philippe Mangou. U.S. Ambassador Aubrey Hooks tells VOA such wrangling must stop.
We still have 8 months or 7.5 months to organize elections. That is adequate time if there is political will to do so. I would, however, like to emphasize that this is a process that needs to get underway immediately, because while there's adequate time to organize elections, there's no time to waste, because it takes time to go through the process of identification, training of poll workers, and doing all the things that have to be done to make sure that the elections take place smoothly.
Ambassador Hooks held a news conference in Abidjan after returning from a trip to the rebel-held north that has garnered lots of attention in the local media. He held discussions with representatives of the rebels as well as local and international humanitarian agencies. He told VOA why he made the trip.
This was an opportunity to strongly urge the authorities of Fox Nouvelle to participate in the peace process, starting with disarmament, demobilization, reunification of the country, sending the civil service back to the north of the country, and ultimately, of course, the organization of elections. It's also, I think, an opportunity to emphasize another point, and that is the integrity of the whole country. The American ambassador, of course, is accredited to the whole country, and this was an opportunity to emphasize that Korogo, Bouaké, and other parts of the north are all part of the same country. And this, as a matter of fact, were the principal objectives of this visit.
Ambassador Hooks' trip coincided with efforts to send teachers back to the north to organize school exams, possibly in March. Friday, the ambassador will represent the United States in the International Working Group for Ivory Coast. The group will have new representation from Congo Brazzaville, as its president now heads the African Union. A new point of discussion for the group is how to get an independent electoral commission approved by all parties and working. Ivory Coast is under an arms and diamond embargo, but some civil society activists say a ban on lucrative cocoa exports would be more effective in coaxing peace. Nico Colombet, VOA News, Abidjan.